You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Today we have got another injury question, and this time it comes from Louise. Louise is training for a marathon. She's got a marathon in 4 weeks' time. She says, I did my long run yesterday and I think I have a neuroma. What should I do? Stop running, cross training. I'm sad and I'm panicking. She says, I'm so grateful for Coach Parry for getting me this far in my training pain free, but in the final stretch, I'm nervous. What advice can you give Louise and anybody in this sort of boat who are 4 weeks out from their goal race and they're struggling with a bit of an injury, and particularly this one, which is a neuroma?
Yeah. So look, the two pieces of good news around a neuroma is that a neuroma typically comes about because of irritation that happens over time. And so there is going to be a specific point in each run where you feel that irritation. So if we keep you below that level, we can actually reduce the irritation on the neuroma, which is good news for the race, because it means that by over the next 4 weeks, by doing just enough running to prevent further irritation and in fact try and help some healing to take place, it means that the time that the neuroma starts hurting in the race will be greatly reduced. Secondly, if it is a true neuroma, they are sore and uncomfortable, but very seldom become unbearable. And so what that means is that for your actual race, you are going to be fine to take part in that race. And then what I should say is, as a third side of that, is that once you get to a certain level of damage with a neuroma, you probably not going to get worse. So there will be other side effects, compromised running gait, which may lead to some other injuries. But in general terms, you aren't going to end up with a case of needing to lose an appendage because of running your marathon. So over the next 4 weeks, we really want to manage that process. In a nutshell, what's happened with the neuroma is that a little bit of nerve has, or piece of the nerve has become entrapped somewhere, it's become irritated, it's become inflamed. So we do want to reduce the inflammation. So ice is always good treatment for that. There are some strapping techniques, which I unfortunately cannot convey over a podcast, but there's some strapping techniques that can open up the affected joint. And if we open up the affected joint and reduce the inflammation, then we can heal that neuroma completely before race day. And then, of course, there are some non-steroidal and steroidal treatments that you can do, but those you need to do in conjunction with a specialist sports physician or orthopedic surgeon. So, yeah, those are your pathways. Like I said, the good news is that you've done 8 weeks of your training, you're just about into the taper period, and so reducing that running load, perhaps bringing in something like cycling and swimming for the next 2 weeks at least, means that we should be able to get you to and through your marathon pretty close to what it is that you were training for.
Cool. Good luck with that. Lindsay, thank you very much for the answer, and we look forward to catching up again soon.
Cheers, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.